The stadiums of the first World Cup in the Middle East are architectural mirrors of Arab culture and heritage. A tent used by Bedouins. An ivory cap worn by pious Muslim boys and men. A gold-colored handicraft.
We've invested a lot during the design stage prior to the construction to make sure that whatever is being built for the tournament is being kept for the legacy and the local needs, and even the local league needs.
Welcome to Lusail Stadium, home to the final match and the closing ceremony. Up to 86,000 fans will enjoy unobstructed views of the field. The roof contains 1.5 times the amount of steel as the Eiffel Tower.
In terms of an experience, purely from a sporting point of view, it'll be unprecedented and really spectacular. I can't emphasize that word enough.
Stadium 974 is the first venue in FIFA history that will disappear. The 974 recycled shipping containers will be dismantled to give way to additional waterfront development after the World Cup.
The beauty of this stadium is that it will have many more opening games in different countries and different cultures and in different locations, but also become, I think, the first stadium in the world which has this overpowering sustainability statement to it.
In addition to Stadium 974, seats and components of other venues will be donated to developing countries in need of sport infrastructure. But the nonprofit group Carbon Market Watch says to offset emissions, the material would need to be used multiple times, especially if shipped thousands of kilometers away. By using recycled materials, reducing construction costs, and developing green and living spaces near stadiums, Qatar is hoping it created monuments to sustainability that will inspire future World Cup hosts. Natasha Ghanem, Al Jazeera, Doha.